Another question from a sister is that what is the wisdom behind Aqiqah? And is it
that is the same thing.
Yes. And is it obligatory to have it on the seventh day?
There is no question of obligation. It's a question of how the Holy Master did it. And because we have learned Islam from Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so we follow him. And every act of following him is blessed. So, of course, he never said that if you do Aqiqah on any other day, it will be wrong. But he never did any Aqiqah on any other day. So that, I believe, is also a message. Seventh day is the day of the perfection of the universe. And it is the last complete day, that is Friday. Friday stands in Islam as the seventh day, the holiday. The day when all other things are over and when you concentrate upon God and worship God in a more concentrated form and more in a larger way than ordinary everyday affairs. So perhaps that is the reason why the seventh day was chosen by Ahmadullah. So because it's a message, the seventh word is also a message of perfection. So I think Rasulullah decided most certainly, there's no question of I think, he most certainly decided the Aqiqah to be done on the seventh day for some reason. Albeit they are not known to us completely, we can only conjecture. But I do not know of any tradition where Ahmadullah either did Aqiqah of his children or asked anyone to do Aqiqah on any day other than the seventh day after the birth.